Hey guys, good morning. New Patriot here. And I apologize for the interruption here in making videos. So my life was kind of interrupted by a mountain lion in the past couple weeks. So starting with what started here, and I hope this is not a metaphor for the church, but I think it is actually. One of our sheep died because it bloated. It was overfed. It ate too much food. And sheep, they have two stomachs, but they have to digest the food. And sheep can die actually from bloating, where if what they've consumed, what they've eaten, has not been digested, then bloating occurs, and then it compresses the internal organs of the sheep, and then their lung stops working, their heart stops working, and they just, you know, asphyxiate. So guys, that's what happened. And then I hauled the sheep down to the ravine here, and you know, cut her open and did an autopsy just to figure out what the cause of death was, right? Anyway, so that's when the mountain lion trouble started. So mountain lion in the area picked up the scent of the carcass down there. 2 days later, came in and jumped my fence, and which you cannot build a fence that's high enough to keep out to exclude a mountain lion. They can jump from a standing position up 15 feet, so you have to anyway do some other things. But so see, the mountain lion, which is a large animal, went in there, jumped the fence, grabbed the smallest of the sheep, and then used a knee brace on a corner post and boosted itself up and carried the entire animal out of the fenced in area. And this is like a 6-foot fence, okay? That's what happened. Then I found the carcass, and anyway, so I've been busy trying to, you know, take some measures here, let's put it that way. So guys, so here's an update. Thank you for your patience, and pray for me. I'm praying for you guys, believe me, and I hope you are ready for what is coming. So I'm gonna kind of give an update on some various different topics here that I think you're gonna find interesting. So a couple nights ago, and remember, one of the last videos I did, I talked about the beast calls down fire from the sky, okay, and which starts fires, right? And then with this sign and this wonder actually deceives the people. And the deception is that the beast is using directed energy weapons, okay? And the deception is that the fires that are getting started are caused by carbon dioxide causing climate change, which is just ridiculously insane. But that's the deception. That is the deception. So instead of people recognizing what's really going on, they're deceived by this very sign and wonder that's occurring in the presence of the people. And that's actually what it says. The beast calls down fire from the sky in the presence of the people, and at the same time deceives the people. And this is the deception: climate change caused by carbon dioxide. Now, the climate does change, in fact, it just in the entire geological record, it just has not been stable. So people tend to look at things in sort of a very narrow slice of history here. And but anyway, the nations, the people are being deceived. Now, I also said the beast is not a nation. Guys, did you know that BlackRock, which is an enormous beast corporation, if you want to find out who some of the other ones are, just go to the World Economic Forum's website and look at all the corporate participants in the beast system here. But BlackRock's a big one. The same company that's land grabbing in Greece and in Hawaii and other places. They've already taken over vast portions of Ukraine, by the way. But did you know this one beast corporation is more powerful than most nation states? It's financially more powerful, for instance, than the entire nation of Great Britain. Did you know that? That's just one of these corporations. So we're, you know, like I said, nation state politics are kind of a thing of the past. They're just tools that are being used by more powerful financial interests and spiritual interests as well. So a couple nights ago, and this is very interesting, out in the sky here, there was all kinds of flashes like I'm going to call it lightning. Went on for quite a period of time, but there was never any thunder. Strangest thing. And then the night after that, or it might have been the same night, my wife and I both witnessed two trains of Starlink satellites traveling across the sky, perfectly spaced. And they were, from the human observer on the ground perspective, they actually looked like stars. They were, you know, it was in the night sky, so I could see all the stars, right? And it, where I am, we can see all the stars, you know? So we have a good view of the stars, let's put it that way. There's a little light pollution off that direction, you know, but off that direction, we're looking straight up toward the Sierra Nevada mountains and very little light pollution. But we saw two, I'm going to call them trains of Starlink satellites traveling across the sky, like a row of them, you know? And I don't know what all the technology is, if these are, you know, satellites or... Or I don't know what's propelling them, or, you know, or they're, if they're even telling us the truth about this, but I witnessed this. And this brings me to the sixth seal of Revelation, where I've told you guys that the, where the stars fall from the sky to the earth. John the Apostle would be looking at this and saying, those are stars. I mean, they looked exactly like stars. Anyway, so I witnessed that, I saw it. And then, so since I've made the last video, so... Right now, my credit union is down. I don't go to a bank, by the way. And I recommend that you, if you're in a bank, get out of the banks. Banks are a ripoff. And at least with a credit union, the credit unions are owned by the members, okay? And so you have more local governance, let's say. So, but anyway, so my credit union, for the first time, and I've been a customer there for a long time, I got a message when I tried to deposit a check yesterday saying, our system is down for 24 hours. But when it comes back online, prepare for a new digital experience, whatever that means, guys. But I've said, watch out and tell me if you notice anything strange happening in the banking system. And I'm just telling you what I observed, you know, last night and today, it's still down. So I don't know what this new digital experience, is going to be, but, I guess we'll see here. So now, since I made the last video, the BRICS nations have announced their new currency, and I don't know if you've seen it. They have the 100 unit note already out. Have you seen pictures of it? I'll post a link in the comment section to a lot of the things I'm going to talk about in this video, but I'm going to show you a picture of that. So it's real and it is backed by gold. So it's not fully rolled out yet, but they have the 100 unit right there. You can see it. And it is, I mean, the BRICS nations really are, and this is in their own writings, considering the US dollar synthetic, because their currency is gonna be backed by gold. In other words, they can't print any of this currency unless it has gold behind it. And it turns out it may also be true that Russia actually has more gold than the US. I know that per capita they do, per person, they have more gold actually than per capita than we do in the United States, for instance. But it may actually be that they have more gold as well, because there are several sources of gold inside their country that aren't, the numbers aren't published. And so we're headed for currency wars, which lead to hot wars. And so guys, yeah, the BRICS currency and the U.S. dollar is now fully synthetic. I think everybody knows it. It's just printing, you know, printing paper that's backed by nothing but the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, which is a ridiculous statement. How do you back a currency with faith and credit? Shouldn't a currency be backed by something that's real? But what they want you to, what they want the citizens to do, they want to say, oh, just trust us, you know? No, we need accountability here. And so that's why in New California State, we are demanding an honest money system, by the way. So now get ready, as I've said, for the election variant. They're already talking about it. And the institutions and the beast corporations are preparing to lock down the world again. And get ready. Remember those character tests I spoke about in the last video. They're all coming. Oh, by the way, it looks like the citizens of New Mexico have passed the character test. Remember I said disarmament, submitting to disarmament is one of the main character tests. And so it looks like the citizens of New Mexico are passing that test. But so get ready, guys, because the people in the governing crooks in this country are getting ready, and they're already in the process of turning over our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, which is an illegitimate quasi-government. It's a member of the beast entity. And but did you know this? So with the pandemic treaty that gets formalized next June, be very, very careful of this. This is something you have to stand against. And the World Health Organization actually grew out of the eugenics office of 1913 at Cold Springs Laboratory. Did you know that? That the World Health Organization grew out of that. And the founding executive director stated that the role of the World Health Organization would be about population control. So they're true to their, you know, mandate, guys. But people, you can't think that just because it says World Health Organization, that they're looking after your health. No, they're looking after controlling the population. That's really what they're looking after. And so so I'm going to link to that. You can look at that. There's a video that explains this in great detail. And so also, I'm going to link to this one, too. So it turns out that a NASA Langley research paper that was entitled Fifth Generation Warfare states that genetically modified human beings... Okay, now we're talking about human beings that have been modified by these mRNA fake COVID vaccines are no longer Homo sapiens, but rather a new species called Homo Borg Genesis. That's right. So not fully human. I've talked about this, but when you have the genome being edited, yeah, you're no longer fully human. And a large population of the world has now modified their genes without even knowing it. And some have said, well, it's no big deal. We genetically modified food, so why not? They don't realize now they're a new species, and our own government considers them a new species. So the war, get ready for the persecution. Get ready for the war that will be against the real human beings and those who hold to the testimony of Jesus and defend the image of God. And Homo Borg Genesis. Now think about this too. As I have said that 666, the number of the beast, is not calculated through gematria. It doesn't say that either, by the way. That's an assumption that people make just because Hebrew has letters associated with numbers. But it doesn't say that. A trinity of sixes, the deification of man's knowledge, artificial intelligence, 666. The false prophet of the World Health, with the World Economic Forum, excuse me, Yuval Noah Harari, has written a book called Homo Deus. Yeah, the deification of man. This is exactly what I was talking about. And the World Economic Forum is—they work hand in glove though together, don't they? The World Economic Forum is advocating the digitization and the transhumanization of mankind with even biosynthetic technology and by means of vaccines and surveillance under the skin. So yeah, Homo Borg Genesis and Harari's book Homo Deus, guys, all this is happening. It's not being hidden, but yet people, even though it's not hidden, it is hidden from people because even though they have eyes, they don't see it. And even though they have ears, they can't perceive what's happening. So pray to the Lord to give you wisdom to see these things I'm trying to explain. So guys, here's the White Horse update. So the four horsemen of the apocalypse are the first four seals of Revelation chapter 6. There are seven seals, but the first four are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So the first one, the white horse, Corona. That's what it is. The rider with a crown, a corona, and a bow. Greek word toxon, toxic weapon. A bow's a weapon. The toxic corona weapon. Guys, that is still on the move. And get ready for 2.0. You know, white horse, corona, toxic bioweapon 2.0 coming around. And enforcement this time. And the red horse, the second horse of the apocalypse, you know, to him is given a Kinjal, which is the name of the Russian hypersonic missile system that we don't have. And we also have no countermeasures for it. And the black horse, guys, The black horse, which represents food price hyperinflation, and the great currency reset. These things are upon us right now. And I hope you're ready for what's about to happen. And of course, the green horse of the apocalypse. And here's where you can't trust all translations. Sometimes you have to just go yourself into the original languages. No, it's not an ashen-colored horse or a pale-colored horse. It's green. The word is chloros. And it's one word. It's chloros. It's not like pale green, two words. It's green. Go look it up. And this is the green agenda. The Holy Spirit is indicating to us that the green horse of the apocalypse is all about the green. He warned us about the green agenda, which is all about depopulation. And these things are upon us right now. And get ready for this too. As they roll out COVID 2.0, the next pandemic, get ready for them. And some of you guys I know already know that this are expecting this to happen. Get ready for the 5G these type of, which is also a weapon system, right? The millimeter waves, to be kicked up into a frequency that reacts with all the graphene oxide and the metals that are in these vaccines, which are now in the bodies of Homo Borg Genesis. What happens when microwaves, just think about what happens when microwaves interact with metal that's inside your body and you're blasted with these beams from a 5G tower. Just think, that's going to look like radiation sickness, which of course they're going to say is a new variant, and which of course they have the answer to already, a new vaccine, and it'll be enforced. And they'll of course be saying that we have to take the new vaccine to protect the children. Because I'm sharing this because one of the new patriots out there has shared this with me in a private communication, that they will, they've installed these towers next to so many schools, and the children will be dying in greater numbers this time. And even Bill Gates has said that too. The children will be dying in greater numbers in round two. And that will panic the population, but they'll be introducing the mark of the beast here, non-vaccine, jab in the arm, as the solution. And these people will be persecuting those people who don't go along with this because they have eyes to see what's going on. Get ready for this, guys. And I urge you to talk about it with friends and people you know. And so that's the update. There will be food restrictions, travel restrictions, lockdowns, and persecution. Are you going to submit to it? Or will you take a stand? And so that was the first four seals of the book of Revelation chapter 6. The fifth seal is broken. The Lamb of God, who's found worthy, breaks the seal open. And it's the martyrs under the altar of God crying out, "How long, O Lord, until you avenge our blood, the inhabitants of the earth?" And they're told, wait a little bit while, a little while longer, until the full number of martyrs will be killed just like you have been. And so that's the fifth seal. The sixth seal, though, guys, because the four horsemen, the first four seals, you're in it already. Most people are still like, oh, I don't know if this is it or not. I mean, yes, this is it. And now the fifth seal is happening up in heaven. And the sixth seal is the nuclear war that's about to happen, in my view. I'm just sharing, telling you what I'm seeing. And by the way, guys, my goal is not to prove anything to you. I have no intention of proving anything to anybody. You go prove it to yourself. You take these things and seek the Lord. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing, and you be a Berean and seek out the truth here. So in the sixth seal, tell me if this does not look like nuclear war. You have an earthquake. Okay, the sun becomes a giant earthquake, or earthquakes. The sun becomes black, the moon turns red, so the atmosphere is filled with particulate matter that, you know, that make it so it's like dark in the daytime, and when the moon's out, it's like red. Yeah, that's particulate matter, like smoke in the sky. And, okay, it says stars fall to the sky, stars fall from the sky. Guys, it's just like those satellites I was showing you. Those look, I saw them going across the sky a couple nights ago. They looked exactly like stars, but they were in a perfectly straight line and they were traveling. And they're going to fall to the earth. I'm telling you. And then in the sixth seal, it says the sky recedes like a scroll. Okay, that's a mushroom cloud. So John is seeing a mushroom cloud in the sky, or multiple mushroom clouds. Okay, and then it says, every mountain and island are moved out of their place. Yeah, so you have seismic events. This is also a feature of a nuclear exchange. And then it says, as if that's not enough, it says that people then hide in caves and rocks to protect themselves from the wrath of the Lamb. And so this is the sixth seal. I'm just saying, I hope you're ready for what's coming. And now I have been pondering too, I have been pondering the prophetic words that Dumitru Dudeman gave. And I'm going to link to this too so you can read about it, because it pertains to the days we're living in right now. And he prophesied that that America would be destroyed by fire. And he was in California, actually. And actually, I looked at the dates on some of these prophecies. That was the same year or within a year of when he came to my house. When he came to my house, by the way, and for those of you who don't know who he is, so he was, when I first became a Bible smuggler, he was, before, just shortly before my time, was one of our main contacts, where our organization would smuggle in Bibles to him in Romania, and he would further them on to deeper within the Soviet Union. Anyway, they finally captured him and tortured him, electrocuted him repeatedly and all this, and God did a miraculous thing, and that they would torture him. The Holy Spirit told him, every time they electrocute you, just say, because they were also questioning him, interrogating him, and then they were writing a transcript of everything he said, and the Holy Spirit told him, and every time they ask you a question and zap you, just say, blood of Jesus. And he did. Every answer to every question was just blood of Jesus. And then they finished their torturing and they took the transcript over to the police chief. And as soon as it was read to him, Dimitri said his stomach exploded and he died. And yeah, so anyway, so when I was a young missionary, so probably like 23 or 24 years old, I had no money. I wasn't even trying to save money. I was just trying to like get over to Romania, and all my effort was either with, you know, raising a family or, you know, working towards making an impact for the kingdom of God on the mission field. Anyway, so Dimitri came to stay in our house, and we were, you know, poor. I was probably making $7 an hour or something like that. Didn't have much furniture. In fact, I don't even think we had a bed. And I, you know, I said, and Dimitri came with his interpreter, translator, and he didn't speak any English. He was just pretty freshly here from, you know, in the United States. And I said, I don't have any, I was taking him around to do some meetings together, right? And he was giving his testimony and sharing with some churches. And I said, I don't have money to put you up in a hotel. And I also don't, you know, I mean, you're welcome to stay here. All I could give him was like him and his translator were like some blankets or something, and they slept on the floor. I mean, you know, it was my wife and I and an infant, so like I couldn't, you know, really move my wife and the infant out of the bed. But there was just no, and he didn't have any money either. I mean, so anyway, we got up the next morning, and I remember vividly standing in the kitchen, and Dimitri, through the interpreter, translator, asked me a question. He says, where is your ministry going to be? I said, Romania. You know, because I was there trying to raise, you know, support for the churches in Romania and to continue with, you know, to smuggling Bibles in there. And he says, the Holy Spirit told me you're going to do a great work in the Middle East. And I thought, that is just so out there, you know. And now, as I ponder all these things, I'm really praying about that and seeking the Lord about that. But I'm going to put a link to some of the things that Dimitri has said in the comments section. One of the other things that's interesting that he had spoken about, that the Lord showed him when an angel appeared to him, was that as America gets judged by fire from Russia. Yeah, Dimitri said that. He has a whole prophecy of these things. This is way before we entered into any kind of a, you know, a proxy war in Ukraine or anything like that. But he said the judgment of God upon America is coming, and it's a fire judgment, and God will use Russia to judge this country. Anyway, one of the things notably that he also said, and of great interest to people in California, by the way, is God spoke to him about two places where people in California would be protected. And you can read about that. So that's all for this short video. I hope you're ready for what's coming. The time will come when I will make videos more frequently. And but for now, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And so let's seek the Lord. And God bless you guys. Thank you for being a part of this community.